We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right, we may have this thing all squared
away. Yeah, we may have this about the taxes squared away. Mark Fitch is with the Yankee Institute. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good to be here.
Good to have you us. So there's been we've had a big question. We've asked about it. We've had people give us stories about it, about if this tax bill stays for 15 days, that it automatically becomes law. That's not exactly the rule, but it kind of is, right?
No, that's pretty much the rule.
Well, no, not really. Now, I just heard from one of the legislators. So she says, She says the toll bill has to pass first before that rule kicks in. Once the toll bill passes out of committee, the House and Senate and governor signs. Then the transportation gets together and DOT puts a plan together to implement tolls and submits it. If that plan does not get voted on by the House and Senate within 15 days, then it automatically becomes law.
I'm confused, but that's clear.
Yeah, so I mean that essentially it takes a tolling plan that has not been created yet and gives the legislature 15 days to vote on it. Otherwise it passes. I mean, to me, you know, that's I don't understand what the discrepancy is, because you know the lawmakers should never abdicate their vote. They should never. There should be no such thing as deemed approved in the state legislature, and we've seen the state do this before.
Okay, so,
right, because it happened with that with the union contracts.
Yeah, and they passed without a vote 124 union contracts over the years.
Yeah.
And you know, look where we are now as far as pension payments and all that. So, yeah, you have to pass the bill, but within the bill is this deemed approved thing, and they want to do deemed approved with
some of
the other bills that they have up there now too.
Right. So if it passes and the legislature, the governor signs all that, it goes back to committee to implement it, I would guess. And they could, God knows what they could do with it. And theoretically, as you say, if Joe said there's not a vote in 15 days, guess what? We can put anything in there.
Exactly. And you know, this tolling plan would be submitted to the federal government. But also in that bill, it says that they could start entering into agreements with tolling contractors and start construction right away, pretty much assuming that the feds are going to sign off on it.
Well, I mean, it says that would be if the bill that the Transportation Authority and DOT comes up with doesn't get passed.
Yes. So, basically, and here's the thing, you know, at least with Governor Lamont's tolling bill, he gave like a specific number of tolls on specific roads.
Right.
With this bill that we're discussing, it's much more open. So the DOT could come back and say, well, we need to toll, you know, all sorts of different roads, and it could be a much larger proposal than what the one the governor has put out. And we already know that the DOT has done these studies. I mean, they came out with their most recent one, you know, with the 82 tolling gantries, and the real goal for them has been to raise $1 billion in revenue every year.
With not having their fingerprints on it.
Without having their fingerprints on it. And then you get into, also in that same bill, is this transportation authority, which would, you know, essentially be like the Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
Right, right.
And allow, you know, toll rate increases and things like that to be passed or to be enacted without a vote by the legislature as well. So,
but don't you think
politicians? Yeah,
I'm sorry, Mark, but don't you think with this new progressive caucus in the Democratic side that they'd never get a bill like that through?
The one
that you've talked about, like the open one, the DOT and maybe the Transportation Authority, which I don't know if anybody who likes would put together. I mean, even the DOT commissioner who is in with us says he doesn't like this idea of the Transportation Authority.
So there's that.
Yeah, but true. I mean, I'm glad to hear that from the Transportation Commissioner, but they've been pushing for a transportation authority for a couple of years now. This isn't the first time we've seen that bill.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the governor's own Transportation Advisory Committee back in December also proposed having a transportation authority, which that would essentially just be like taking out another line of credit. I mean, that organization or that entity would be able to, you know, borrow money. It'd be able to raise toll rates. It'd be able to, you know, run construction jobs.
Great. This is
essentially
great.
You know, disconnected from the people's representatives in the legislature.
Oh, self-driving government. I like that. Hey, Mark, you guys still have the Raising Hail blog?
No, we do. We don't do that anymore. We publish everything directly to our website at www.yankeeinstitute.org.
Okay. Hey, thanks for being on.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Mark. Good stuff.
Thank you, guys. Come back again.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.